Let us pray. Dear God, as we stop a minute to look around, we can see manifestations of your blessings toward us. And if we look long enough, oh God, they can easily become too many to number and name. So we find ourselves, oh God, in a sea of all of your many blessings. And each of them, oh God, serving their unique purpose in our lives, meeting specific needs that you knew we would have to have in order to make it through the day and to live life. And so, oh God, please accept our thanks for everything that you've done and that you do to bring us to this moment. Your grace and your providence, along with your mercy, is just amazing. We thank you. Dear Master, I'm also thankful for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. And I pray, Father, that whatever time this prayer catches up to them, that it finds them, O God, in a state of assurance, in a state of peace, in a place, O God, of hope, in a place of confidence, and God, in a heightened sense of knowing that everything is going to be all right, that you who are the same yesterday are the same today, and you have the power to move at your own will to rectify and remedy the situations that we find ourselves in. Oh God, I just pray for this person that you would bless them, beginning, God, with their health. And we come against every sickness, no matter its form, kind, or type. We rebuke existing sickness as well as any sickness that may be trying to take hold and alter the life of this person. We rebuke all kinds of sickness, and on the authority of your word and in your name and the power of your name, Jesus, we pray that you would rid this person from all existing illnesses and any new illnesses. In the name of Jesus, we not only pray this prayer for them, but we pray for their families. In the name of Jesus. And then, oh God, we know that Satan is running rampant, stirring up wrath and causing confusion and doing all of these things anonymously as a stealth bomber, oh God. We come against all of Satan's helpers and the entire kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we command all demonic and dark forces, witches, warlocks, Satan and the devil himself, we command you and all of y'all in the strong name of Jesus to cease and desist from this person's life. In the authority of the word and in the power of the name Jesus Christ. Oh God, just be with this person all throughout today. Keep them ever close to you, and may whatever they are experiencing cause them to move a little bit closer to you. May the good times move them to you. May the bad move them to you. May the times when they're up, may that move them to you. When they're down, may it move them to you, God. Help everything that we experience in this life to move us closer to you. Do it for this person. Give them victory today and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope that you believe and receive every part of this prayer. What God has done for others, He'll also do it for you. Speaking of doing it for you, God has already saved countless millions, maybe even billions and trillions since the beginning and since history has been underway, but there is yet room at the cross for you. But you won't accept the Christ of Calvary until you first acknowledge that you need Him, that you are incapable of getting yourself to heaven. But you have to accept that Christ is the only way to heaven. And so then, you're left to acknowledge your need for Him and then believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that He died and rose again after 3 days. And if you believe it, confess it. And the Bible says, you shall be saved. That's according to Romans 10, 9 and 10. There are other passages that support the same truth. I'd love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you. And before you allow for this prayer to fade into oblivion, I ask that you would send it to one, maybe to someone, anyone whom you know will need it, will be blessed by it. Make their day, and you may make their life. And if that's the case, to God be the glory. Until next time, this is Pastor Morris, the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.